Saturday, December 4th, 2020. Opening call to praise and prayer. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Amen. Our morning hymn, O come, desire of nations bind.
All peoples in one heart and mind.
Bid envy, strife, and quarrels cease.
Fill the whole world with heaven's peace.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Emmanuel shall come to earth. Let love dispel all fear.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, in whom we live and move and have our being, you created us for yourself, so that our hearts are restless until they find rest in you. Grant to us such piety of heart and strength of purpose that no selfish passion may hinder us from knowing your will, and no weakness from doing it. In your light, may we see life clearly, and in your service, find perfect freedom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Psalm 85, verses 1 and 2, 8 through 13. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You pardoned all their sin. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak. For he will speak peace to his people, to his faithful, to those who turn to him in their hearts. Surely his salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. The Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and will make a path for his steps. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed. One God, now and forever. Amen. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other.
The word today comes from Mark 11, verses 27 through 33. Jesus and his disciples entered Jerusalem again. As Jesus was walking around the temple, the chief priests, legal experts, and elders came to him, and they asked, "What kind of authority do you have for doing these things? Who gave you this authority to do them?" Jesus said to them, "I have a question for you. Give me an answer, then I'll tell you what kind of authority I have to do these things. Was John's baptism of heavenly or of human origin? Answer me." They argued amongst themselves, "If we say it's of heavenly origin, he'll say, then why didn't you believe him? But we can't say it's of earthly origin," they said, "because they were afraid of the crowd, because they all thought John was a prophet." They answered Jesus, "We don't know." Jesus replied, "Neither will I tell you what kind of authority I have to do these things." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what the holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The commemoration today is Clement of Alexandria. Clement, a native of Athens, was converted to Christianity by Pantheus, founder of the Catechism School of Alexandria, then the intellectual capital of the Mediterranean world, and succeeded his teacher as the head of the school in the year 180. For over 20 years, he labored effectively as an apologist for the faith and catechist of the faithful. He regarded the science and philosophy of the Greeks as being like the Torah of the Hebrews, a preparation for the gospel, and the curriculum of the school undertook to give his students both a knowledge of the gospel of Christ and a sound liberal education. His speculative theology, his scholarly defense of the faith, and his willingness to meet non-Christian scholars on their own grounds helped to establish the good reputation of Christianity in the world of learning and prepare the way for his pupil, Origen, the most eminent theologian of Greek Christianity. The Collect, Clement of Alexandria. O God of unsearchable wisdom, you gave your servant, Clement, grace to understand and teach the truth as it is in Jesus Christ, the source of all truth. Grant to your church the same grace to discern your word wherever truth is found. Through Jesus Christ, our unfailing light, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Prayer for recovery of sickness. O God of heavenly powers, by the might of your command, you drive away from our bodies all sickness and all infirmity. Be present in your goodness with those we lift today, that their weaknesses may be banished and their strength restored, and that with health being renewed, all may bless your holy name through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Collect of the week. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, now in the time of this mortal life in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility. that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Prayers for those in the armed forces. Almighty God, we commend to your gracious care and keeping all the men and women of our armed forces at home and abroad. Defend them day by day with your heavenly grace. Strengthen them in their trials and temptations. Give them courage to face the perils which beset them, and grant them a sense of your abiding presence wherever they may be. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer for knowledge of God's creation. Almighty and everlasting God, you made the universe with all your marvelous order, its atoms, worlds, and galaxies. And in the infinite complexity of living creatures, grant that as we probe the mysteries of your creation, we may come to know you more truly and more surely fulfill our roles in your eternal purpose. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
A collect for Saturdays. Almighty God, who after the creation of the world rested from all your works and sanctified a day of rest for all your creatures, grant that we, putting away all earthly anxieties, may be duly prepared for the service of your sanctuary, and that our rest here upon earth may be a preparation for the eternal rest promised to your people in heaven. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Please join us in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The concluding prayer. Lord God, Almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.